Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pole of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our gatherings, the thing we
survive. That song is called The Nexus. That's the lead song in the double album, The Innocent Age, by the late, great Dan Fogelberg. You'll thank me later if you buy that. It's an absolutely amazing album. I've been telling people about it for a long time. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno. He's one of the top security, cybersecurity experts on the planet. He's got all the credentials. Scott, you got a bunch of letters behind your name there besides attorney. Give me the other letters.
CISSP, that's Certified Information System Security Professional.
CISSP, how many CISSPs certified with legal degrees are there on the planet? Or maybe just in the United States?
100? Gosh, it's maybe 100, 120
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, so that's the kind of folks we're talking about here, folks on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for you. No chopped liver here on the Small Business Advocate Show. All right, Scott, we're talking about the CPU exposure. That this is your, folks, this is your, think of it as your hard drive, your motherboard, the processing unit, the central processing unit of your computer, which you really can't change out, not really, and there's some exposure there that's being possibly attacked by the Meltdown and the Spectre bugs. And so, Scott, Can these be fixed by software?
They can be. I think you wouldn't say fixed as much as you'd say mitigated. When this thing first came out, the U.S. CERT, the Computer Emergency Response Team from the government, actually recommended, well, let's replace all the affected CPUs. Which is like, whoa, that's,
you can't do that.
That's nuts. And industry immediately said, yeah, that's not realistic. Now, don't get me wrong. Going forward, newer computers coming out, Intel, ARM, and AMD chips will be updated to fix this. But the thing is, the vast majority of chips out right now can be hit. So now it's a matter of making sure that
could this turn into some kind of global catastrophe?
It's not a very easy thing to set up. It's not like everyone's going after everyone, but someone who has resources, like a government,
like Russia,
a well-funded criminal organization, could theoretically do it.
Like China, like North Korea.
Theoretically, a lot
of North Korea doesn't have to have an atomic bomb. All they need to do is learn how to use Spectre and Meltdown effectively.
Well, what people are looking at right now in the industry is that this could be used for what's called privilege escalation, where basically an attacker can get heightened access to your system. If someone has what's called administrative access, they can do anything on your system. They can add programs, take them away. They can access any data. And this is a way to get in and get that access on a system. Will they bother with every single person out there? I don't imagine so, but of course this makes it a lot easier.
Right.
Now, in terms of what to do to update.
Go ahead.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
Well, what to do to update is make sure that you're checking with the manufacturer. A lot of them will be pushed out automatically. At first, the thought was that, well, luckily, at least Apple devices aren't affected. But this isn't about the device or the operating system.
Right.
It's about the physical chip. So, of course, Apple devices are affected. Mm-hmm. Most things should be updated
and your phone,
quickly.
You said, and your phone and your IoT and your tablet.
Phones and tablets should be updated. You can certainly check to see if there are updates. That'll be in your settings. And IoT devices are kind of tricky because there are so many different devices.
Internet of Things, folks. That's your Wi-Fi thermostat and things like that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Your fridge, your router.
You got a bunch of them in your car. Your car's got a bunch of them. Your new car's got a bunch of them. Go ahead.
Yeah, it does. Frightening thought, huh? At this point, they're mainly looking at it as a way to sort of steal information from you. Can more be done from that? Yes, if the information is stolen from you and this heightened access to your system has gotten, an attacker can do things to your system. So this is where it becomes scarier as you look at it a little more. And the problem here is it's so ridiculously widespread. It's everywhere. And it affects basically every kind of device.
Because we only have a handful of chip makers in the world, virtually, and all these computers have basically the same skeleton on them. They put different meat and organs on the skeleton and skin. Basically, billions of devices around the planet have this exposure.
Yeah, pretty much. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about they're trying to make these CPUs faster. And this way they've used to make it faster, it was never thought of as something that might be exposed.
Right.
Primarily because when this type of technology came out in the first place was the 60s. And that was when computers really weren't anywhere near as interconnected as they are now.
Right.
So this is the process in question is something called speculative execution. We're not going to go into details. I don't need to confuse your audience.
So let me ask you one real quick question. If they wanted to, what could they come after? If they want to come after my computer right now, could they do it? And what kind of damage could they do? And how hard would it be for them? Quickly.
Well, realistically, the thing you're looking at this point is they're trying to get information off it. They'll try and get like your.
They're not going to try to shut me down. Could they shut me down? Could they kill my computer?
Theoretically, they could do that later. They could basically get the information and then use it to wipe your computer.
There you go. I see.
Once someone has administrative access, you can pretty much do anything.
Scary stuff, folks. Check with your manufacturer about updating the hardware of your computers. TheSecurityAdvocate.com, right, Scott?
Yes.
All right. That's his website, folks. Check it out. Scott Arno, thanks for being here. Good job.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.